For the first time ever, we're going to try to lose these picks.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to. So instead of picking winners, we're trying to pick losers. All right? So the pick we're going to make, we hope, loses. When we come in here on Monday, we want an 0-6 record as opposed to a 6-0 record. That's what we're looking for.
I'm just so unfamiliar with losing.
Yeah, sure. So you lost last year in the picks. So 0-6 is good. Bad is good in 2017, if you haven't noticed already. So I will start.
Okay.
Because Brian, and not, I was going to have you start, but
why?
I think you're totally confused by this still. So I will start to give you a little bit of a blueprint on how this is going to go.
Like you always do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how we go. All right. See how we do.
All right.
Because that's the stuff we have.
Make sure
what we have is what we have.
What we have is what we have.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Where you starting?
All right. Hit it, Pete. There we go. Little Miley. I think that the Pitt Panthers are going to cover the 21 points that they have been given to go to Penn State. Last year, they won this game. As you remember, it was one of the losses that Penn State had that kept them out of the playoff. These two teams hate each other. They've always hated each other. Even when they didn't play each other, they hated each other. Mm. Penn State is a dominant force. They're really, really good. This is no disrespect to Penn State, but I think Pitt will cover. So that means I'm picking Penn State minus 21.
Mm.
Okay. Penn State minus 21 as I try to lose in the football picks. All right. I think Clemson is going to roll. I gave you a closer score before. I thought more about it. Clemson's going to roll against Auburn. They're the better team. They got a better offense. They got a better defense. They're home. This game could get in the fourth quarter out of hand. So I'm picking Auburn plus 5 against Clemson. Baylor will not lose to another inferior opponent. It's not going to happen, okay? And they're going to, Matt Rule's going to have that team flying. They might win by 60 this week. So give me Texas San Antonio plus 17 at Baylor, okay?
I think I got the, yeah.
All right.
I feel like Terrell Davis pitching a product. Oklahoma at Ohio State. I think Oklahoma will cover. Minus 7.5 is the liners. I think Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield, this guy can extend plays like it's no one's business. And we know the problems that Ohio State's secondary, that newfangled secondary, had last week versus Indiana. They'll be better for that. But I like Baker Mayfield. I like the length also of Oklahoma's defensive backs. Every one of them goes about 6 feet. And they're going to have to make sure they cover Paris Campbell, number 21 for Ohio State. He showed out last week after he dropped a sure touchdown. Then he went for about 100 and something on him. Had that long one for 74 yards. So I think OU will cover, but I'm taking Ohio State minus 7.5.
Because you're trying to lose.
Yeah, I'm trying to lose. Taking Ohio State 7.5. TCU Arkansas, they played last year. Remember you had Kenny Trio Hill with the gang signs? He said it was some religious symbol. It wasn't the Holy Ghost he got. He caught Holy Hell because he got a 15-yard penalty. Arkansas ended up winning that game in overtime. Austin Allen, he proved that he was a tough customer. TCU's favorite in this, minus 3, going on the road. Now, can they get after Austin Allen? Can they sack the man? They had 5 sacks last week. All that good stuff. But Arkansas wants to be able to run the rock and control the clock. So I'm taking Arkansas. No, I'm taking, yeah. No, I'm taking TCU.
Hurry
minus
up,
3.
We got NFL picks and we got Coopin.
Oh, you shouldn't have confused me. SC, Stanford. Stanford's won the last 3. And it doesn't matter if they're playing there on the farm or they're playing out the Coliseum. SC minus 6. Stanford, man, they can run the rock. Bryce Love is the guy now. Christian McCaffrey, of course, is gone. That defense, they are solid. They got a big old offensive line. He just ran through Rice over there in Australia over a week and a half ago. But SC at home, minus 6. I'm taking SC.
All right, to the NFL. I predicted a rough year for the Arizona Cardinals last year. I was right about that. I think it continues. I think that they have fallen off a little bit. And in a big way, actually. Why are we playing this song now? I don't want to hear this song. He doesn't deserve this song.
I went to Brian stuff for the NFL.
Oh, come on. He doesn't deserve it. He lost last year.
What's
anyway,
wrong with the song?
I don't know. I decided I didn't like it.
You just make the pick, man.
It's impossible for me to concentrate.
Why? You don't like thunder?
Crap in my ears.
It's not crap.
All right, so.
It's a hit song.
Carson Palmer is finished. All they have going for them is David Johnson. I know a lot of people are high on John Brown. Larry Fitzgerald thinks that he still has it. He had a decent year last year. This offense isn't good enough for me, and the defense was very, very good last year. I expect that to remain the same, but this is more of an 8-8 team than it is an 11-5 or 12-4 team. And the Detroit Lions are at home. It's a home opener. Matt Stafford got his money. I think that this Detroit Lions team with a defense that overachieved last year, I think can continue to improve with a good quarterback. They've got some weapons there. Golden Tate, Marvin Jones, Theo Riddick, Abdullah is back healthy. I think that the Detroit Lions plus two at home is a good pick. So that's why I'm picking Arizona minus two on the road. The Cleveland Browns are a mess. Myles Garrett's not going to play. DeShone Kizer should not be the starting quarterback for them. The Pittsburgh Steelers always just mop up the Cleveland Browns wherever they play them. Ben Roethlisberger has won more games in Cleveland than any Cleveland quarterback has won in Cleveland. Steelers minus nine is a lock, so give me Cleveland plus nine in that game to kick off their seasons. And Scott Tolzien and the worst defense in football, and you're giving me a 3.5-point spread. I don't care if Jared Goff looked like a 12-year-old last year. Rams minus 3.5 is probably my most confident pick this week, so that's why the Indianapolis Colts plus 3.5 at home with Tolzien and the worst defense in football is my pick.
Come on, man. Everybody hating on the Jets. The Jets. Are you kidding me? I would hate on them, too. Only their coaches like them. Buffalo minus nine in this ball game. But the Jets, they're going to show up and prove all of you guys wrong. They're going to be able to run the rock. Bilal Powell, quarterback, Josh McCown, he's proven that he can play in any type of offense, from the Chicago offense, Tampa Bay offense now, the Jets. He's going to be, he was at Cleveland as well. He's going to be the man, but I'm taking the Buffalo Bills minus nine. They're in Orchard Park. Seattle and Green Bay, they hook up every year about this time. Green Bay is favored in this ballgame. Seattle, y'all sleeping on Russell Wilson? He's a new man. He lost all that weight. He's got some babies now. I mean, this guy he's a different quarterback, and he was already a damn good quarterback. So give me Green Bay minus three. They're at Lambeau Field. My Dallas Cowboys taking on those hated New York Giants. Giants, the only team that knock off my Cowboys, along with Green Bay, of course, in the playoffs a season ago. New York Giants, Odell Beckham Jr., hey, he was jogging a little bit, so that means he's going to play, right? He's going to be out there, and they're going to need him, and they're going to need Brandon Marshall. And that Cowboys secondary, though, is going to be too strong. Give me my Cowboys minus four.
All right, our goal is 0-6 apiece, so we'll see if this method ends up working for us. All right. Downstairs, there's a couple of guys that work security who did a really nice job for Brian today.
Yes,
they looked after his car in a no parking zone.
Yes.
They are just the salt of the earth, these gentlemen. Coop and Calhoun are their names. The fly man is
the
what
man.
Coop calls Brian because he's the man, as Coop says. So as a reward to them, we had them make a couple football picks, and we're going to play them on the air now. Coop and Calhoun, see how they do.
Coop Calhoun.
Our security guards downstairs. The first one's Coop. So this is Mikey B trying to get some picks out of Coop.
All right, we got Coop here. Jets, Bills. Bills favored by 9 points. What do you think?
I think Bill.
What?
I don't think they can cover that 9 points. I don't think so.
Okay. Now Philly favored by a point in Washington.
I think Philly's all winning.
Like Philly?
Yeah.
And then finally, Sunday Night Football, the big one, Giants and Cowboys, Dallas favored by four.
I think the Cowboys win by three, at least three.
So you like the Giants to cover?
Yeah, Giants probably cover, yeah.
Who's the better team, Giants or Dallas?
I think Dallas might have a little better team. It's
what?
Younger, yeah, who knows?
Hubba.
A little better team.
Nobody can understand.
Hubba.
All right, but he's on the record with the picks. Yeah. Now the great Calhoun weighs in with his picks quickly.
All right, Calhoun, we'll start with Jets and Buffalo. The Bills. Bills favored minus nine. Will the Jets cover? Will the Bills win by more than 9 points, or will the Jets cover it?
The Jets cover it.
You like the Jets?
Yes, Jets. By nine. They have them nine.
Okay, we'll start with that. So we have the Jets. Now, Philly favored by a point against Washington.
Philly all the way, man.
Philly all the way. And then finally, Sunday night, Giants and Cowboys. Cowboys favored by 4 points in Dallas.
The Cowboys, man, because they have a better team.
The Cowboys? He said Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
We're going to use those guys a lot this football season.
Oh, wow.
Coop and Calhoun.
Hubba, 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 hubba.
Yeah, why not?